USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Republican National Committee for censuring GOP lawmakers, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, investigating January 6th.
The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Representative Elise Stefanik of New York.
My reaction is the RNC has every right to take any action.
The censure vote was held in Salt Lake City, Utah, last week. Former Vice President candidate Sarah Palin and her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times newspaper continues in the Big Apple. Palin claims the editorial defamed her by falsely suggesting a connection between her politics and a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona that wounded Representative Gabby Giffords. James Bennett, the former New York Times editorial page editor, said Tuesday that he was at fault. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Vermont lawmakers, following the lead of their constituents, have written a law guaranteeing abortions in the Green Mountain State.
Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's husband, Chastin, criticized a Florida bill that addresses conversations teachers will have with their students about gender and sexual orientation. Chastin on MSNBC says this bill would kill kids.
But it's true. I know myself what it feels like to have trauma start at a very young age when people tell you you don't belong.
USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
As the Biden administration continues to encourage illegal immigration with free everything, Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Fox News weighs in.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books. We have a situation that is a crisis because of the policies of the Biden administration. We have people who are getting ankle monitors, but then cutting them off as soon as they get to their final destination within the U.S. If we enforce the laws on the books and said, no, you aren't able to come here illegally, you are not welcome here illegally, then we would actually be in a situation where we wouldn't even be having this discussion. So I think it's really simple. Build the wall, enforce the laws on the books, enforce Title 42 and the MPP policy. But we've seen that this administration is more intent on executing on a political agenda than actually following the laws. You know, every town in America is a border town. And I have been on countless flights where there have been migrants with paperwork. They had just come across the border and they're being sent all over the country. And of course, we see in cities like New York and other places in California, you don't even have to prove citizenship to vote. So it makes you wonder, what are the motivations of this administration where they are blatantly breaking the law, subverting the law, in sending these people all across the country? We know we have over 1.7 million people come across our borders apprehended just last year.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.